We are live! Jimmy D and the Wolf. Oh, well, that's a good bell ring.
Yeah, it was pretty strong.
I'm blocking my bell ring today. So,
bell come in a little hot this time, didn't it?
A little bit. All right, now live on our channel. We're live on our channel. Just got an email to that effect. Let's see if I can stay centered. Well,
I always notice in these podcasts that no matter what angle I go to, my nose is very crooked thanks to my older brother.
Ruffy?
Well, it's actually Jeff that did it. I think he did it twice. If I remember right, it got broken one way and then it got broken the other way.
He was trying to be equal opportunity.
Yeah, the perils of being the youngest.
Well, I just finished a six-day event with Tony Robbins. I wasn't there for all of it, but New World, New You, I put it on my video on my YouTube, and it was free. Anybody that missed it, you missed. Pretty amazing stuff, that guy. And the people on his team, and giving tools on how to do a lot of different things. Day one was, see if I can find my notes. Day one was how to break your limiting mindset. Day three was about business. And he had this woman, the youngest billionaire ever. She invented Spanx, which apparently I think a lot of women would know what it is. I don't know what it is, but it helps. You look good. You put it underneath your clothes, you look good, I guess. Day four was relationships. Day five, and then today he even came on again a bit. Day five was a summary of everything. So, pretty amazing stuff, giving tools of how to succeed and how to maximize our potential, because human beings, we don't ever reach our potential. There's so much more that we can do.
Sure.
So if anybody's thinking about doing anything with Tony Robbins, I strongly encourage that you
what are Spanx?
Spanx is an undergarment that kind of shapes and controls, I guess, based on the understanding. The way this woman sold it, she had her pantyhose. She cut the legs or the feet out of her pantyhose and put them on underneath her jeans, and realized that she liked the way she looked so much better after she did that. I'm probably not explaining it correctly, but this is how I understood it from how it was explained. And she was the youngest billionaire ever, apparently. Although I was wondering if one of the Jenners, Kylie or whichever, one's a model and the other one started a makeup line. I thought she was the youngest ever billionaire, but whatever. Anyway, and she invented this, and she had some made up, and she's trying to get them sold. And she didn't have any experience in the business. She calls up Neiman Marcus and says, would you give me an appointment, 10 minutes of your time? And she convinced the woman to give her 10 minutes of her time. And she had spent 7 years selling fax machines door to door. And so she had gotten really good at reading people and realizing when she was losing the sale. And that was her preparation. She's in front of this woman, this buyer for, she said this woman was out to the, you know, maxed out to the she was dressed for the nines, you know, everything was perfect. Her pen matched her lipstick, matched her earrings, matched her shoes. You know, she worked for Neiman Marcus. She was a buyer for Neiman Marcus. And she came in there with her ratty old backpack, her lucky backpack from college days that her friends begged her not to take. But she said, I'm going to bring it because it's my lucky backpack. Backpack. And 5 minutes into the 10 minutes, she realized she was losing her because for the body language that she learned. And she suddenly took another direction and she said, will you go with me to the ladies' room? Which was kind of an odd request. The lady looked at her, and she did. And she went in the ladies' room, and she showed her, apparently, this woman was wearing pants, slacks. And she said, now look at my butt. And then she went into the stall, put on her Spanx and came out and said, now look at my butt. And the lady said, okay, I'll give you 7 stores. And she got in those 7 stores and she had all her friends. Now she knew what stores they were, which they don't tell you now. Cause I was in snack food business. They still will do a test. Like 7-Eleven will do a test. They have 5,000 stores. They'll do tests in 10 stores, but they're not going to tell you which ones because they know that you're going to do what this woman did. She went to all the stores, paid her friends to go and buy it out. And then she also went to the stores and spent all day in the stores, every store that had it, selling the product. Even to people, she sold it to every person that worked there, even if it wasn't in the right department. And the bottom line is it took off. And now she's a multi-billionaire, youngest billionaire ever is what the byline that goes with her. And the thing about it is people were saying, how'd you get into Neiman Marcus? We've been going to trade shows for 5, 6, 7 years. And she says, well, I didn't know that was how you're supposed to do it. I just called and asked. So breaking. Well,
if you don't know the rules, man, then you can break them. You can make new ones. In music, with some of the most innovative musicians have been oblivious to theory and stuff like that. But it all happened because she shot her shot. I mean, in that moment, if she wouldn't have redirected when she knew she was losing the sale, then it wouldn't have been.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, it's very inspiring. That story was about business, you know, of know you're falling in love with your customers, not your product. You know, fall in love with your clients, not your product. So if the product you have doesn't meet your clients, but you got some clients, come out with a different product that meets what your clients are looking for. You know, stuff like that. It was amazing stuff. Just very. Yeah. That was just the business side, and then the relationship part. I was watching the football game because that was Sunday, so I didn't watch that part. I'm not in a relationship, so, but he said the quality of your life is the quality of your relationships, not just married or woman, female. I mean, it's not romantic, but friendships, parent, family, quality of your life is the quality of your relationships. That's what Tony says. So, you know, you want to have friends, be a friend, that kind of thing. And so, anyway, just very inspiring, from things, how to have more energy, diet, exercise. Had this guy come on, talk about balance, how's your body balanced and your posture and exercises you do to have keep your body balanced. He works with, you know, top level athletes. And it's one of Tony's companies. Tony has 78 companies, $6 billion. And, you know, his motto is over deliver. And he definitely did. You know, he definitely did. I'm trying to find my notes. What did I do with what I had here? Here it is. Yeah. Maybe not. I guess not today. Unless I look harder. Well, what else? What else you want to talk about?
Oh, man. That's just, today's been one of them days, you know. It's been hanging in.
Well, I got a subject that we can talk about if you want. It's a continuation of a topic we talked about a couple of episodes ago. We talked about the sense of smell. Oh, you weren't there. Yeah, you were in California. So Jeff and I talked about it, Fedge. The lingering effects of COVID of people that have lost their sense of smell and not gotten it back. And
yeah, I've heard about that, man.
And even worse, some of them have had it replaced with a horrible smell like rotting flesh or feces or gasoline.
You know, there's been like 1,000 times since it started that I've thought I had COVID. Because it's so like omnipresent, so in your face for so long, like you couldn't look anywhere without it.
Yeah, one day you called me and you said, I've got COVID because you had toes. Your toes were.
Yeah, yeah. the toe thing. And then I've had like upset stomach and been dehydrated or just straight up tired and thought I had COVID.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, it's, I don't think you could, you know, in 50 years time, when you talk about 2020, COVID's going to be in the first sentence.
Sure.
The first phrase of the sentence, you know, very impactful. So this story was in the New York Times, Sunday New York Times, and the title of the story is Long COVID. And it's about similar to what we were talking about, expanded to many other symptoms. And it's when people don't recover. They started out by calling it long haul COVID because the woman who coined that term is wearing a long haul trucker's cap, and now it's been shortened to long COVID. And people that, you know, go for 6 months longer, and it's piercing pains, even brain fog, where people, one woman says that it's so bad, she has to write notes to remind her to eat. You know, so some serious stuff. So
it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we don't know much about.
Yeah, and it seems like it manifests itself in like a gazillion different ways.
Yeah, it does. And now they're talking about new variations in some of the countries. People that have had it, you know, my pastor had it and he did recover, but he said, it hurt him when he moved his eyes, you know, he was moving his eyes within his head. He couldn't do this without tremendous pain. Can you imagine that? You know, so sense of smell, brain fog. That was a new one on me. I didn't realize that, let's see what else.
I mean, I almost feel like this, maybe it's wrong of me, but a big part of me feels like at this stage of the game, if I haven't caught it, I'm not going to.
Well, that's the way I feel. And I was thinking about this, you know, I've said earlier, I grew up on a farm. I remember walking through, you know, fresh cow pies in my bare feet, squishing in between my toes. Mm-hmm. You know, apparently I spent a lot of time barefoot. I don't recall, but at my dad's funeral, one of the neighboring kids, I think I told this story before, a few years younger than me, you always look up to the older kids, or maybe he didn't look up to me, but his dad hired my dad to do some custom combines for him, and I drove the truck up, and he says he'll never forget. I get out of the truck, and apparently I was barefoot, which I don't know why I would have been barefoot, but I must have stepped in some cactus, and he said he remembered me sitting on the running board of the truck pulling the cactus needles out of my bottom of my foot. I don't remember it, but you know, I was definitely exposed to a lot of stuff walking in barefoot. And there is a thought process that we should walk barefoot on the earth every day for a period of time. We grounds us. I mean, there is a thought thinking that being barefoot on the earth is a benefit to our bodies. So, you know, it kind of sounds a little new agey. Ooh.
It doesn't to me, man. It makes perfect sense.
You know, so I feel that I feel like my immune system is really in the high percent, you know, 98th, 99th percentile based on what I was exposed to as a kid.
Sure.
Whereas, you know, I've never been sickly. Yeah. As far as, you know, asthma or what, I mean, even to this day, the only med I take is, cause my LDH and HDL, no, LDL and HDL are out of whack. My total cholesterol isn't bad, is under 200, but the ratio between the two is out of whack. And so he's been giving me a statin, the doctor. So that's the only med that I take. Everything else is fine. And I know there are other people, you know, my age that are healthy, but it gets the lower and lower percentages as you get older and older.
Sure.
You know, so.
Well, I feel the same way, man. I remember like swimming in the Ohio River and stuff, and it wasn't a huge deal to like take a drink of it. And it's disgusting. You look at that river now, it's just like, it's so nasty. And there's all these plants up and down the Ohio River that are pretty questionable, like, you know, what they're doing to the environment. There's like Dow Corning and stuff like that. And then we have a power plant.
Was that the river that spontaneously went on fire in the 60s? Was it the Ohio River?
Not that I know of. Maybe. I'm not aware of it.
Does it go through Cleveland? I mean, how does it? It goes up into Ohio.
I don't think it goes to Cleveland.
Comes from Ohio, probably.
Yeah, comes from Ohio, past Cincinnati and stuff. But it's interesting because there's all these something that it's rarely ever discussed. It seems like there's all these power plants on the Ohio River in this part of the country. If you don't wash your car for about a month or two, you'll get these little black dots all over your car, and you have to kind of scrub them off. Well, what's interesting is I've met more than one person been in a different part of the country and had their lungs x-rayed, and the doctors immediately knew by looking at the x-ray on their lungs. They said, "You're from the Ohio River Valley." They say, "Well, how do you know that?" Well, because there's these little black dots on your lungs. It's not cancerous. We don't know what it is, but the only time we've ever seen it is people that came from the Ohio River Valley. So when I think about, you know,
wow.
Yeah. And I think about drinking out of that river and stuff when I was a little kid, and it's like, if that didn't take me out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the average kid growing up is so far removed from walking barefoot into a fresh cow pie.
Yeah, that'd be the end of the world, right?
Stepping into cactus and, you know, angry because you got to pull them out of the bottom of your foot, stop you from being productive.
Yeah, they'd have
crazy,
to
crazy.
Put their phone down now.
You know, so different times. But I mean, I honestly, well, today the guy at Tony Robbins' thing was talking about diet, and he was talking about cleansing. A couple of his things that he recommends is the shake that I was doing. He talked about that. I'm going to revisit that because he was, again, adamant about it. The same guy that I'd done it with spirulina. It starts with wild blueberries, bananas, some orange juice, spirulina, barley grass, and dulce, Atlantic dulce, which is a seaweed, I think. And it's supposed to combat the heavy metals, which are in our diets. You know, because if you're eating fish, which I love to eat salmon and sushi, there's heavy metals in fish today. So you're trying to combat that. But he also talks about, you know, lemon water. Just have some water and squeeze lemon in. He says it cleanses the liver, helps the liver cleanse the body. And have that in the morning. And it's because of all the impurities that get into our body. And so, you know, plastic, you know, if you have microwave something in a plastic container, some plastic will leach out into that food.
Yeah.
You know, I worked for a company that we made plastic for food packaging, and the standards are, you know, there's a limit of how much can leach out. It's not zero. It's a measurable amount, and it's set by the government. Okay, if it's over this limit, then it's not approved. But it's not zero. There's, you know, so that's a cumulative effect, you know. And radiation, you know, these are things that they didn't have 100 years ago. You know, phone radiation and television. You know, we don't know what the long-term effects of all that stuff is on our body.
Sure. Or what it does to circadian rhythms and things like that.
Right. Even plastics, PVC, you know, like your shower is made from PVC, shower curtain, if you got an inexpensive shower curtain or any kind of shower curtain. I mean, shower curtains generally made out of PVC. You know, PVC is not really, there's polyvinyl chloride. That's not good. There's some bad stuff there that's not good for our body. you know, if your body rubs up against that, I mean, you know, do it one time is imperceptible. If you take a shower every day and rub up against that for 20 years, you know, it's all.
Yeah. And if it's the one from the dollar store, it's going to stick right to you. As you get close to it.
Yeah. So interesting stuff. And we in the U.S., you know, there's a lot of things that are allowed in consumer products that are prohibited, especially in Europe. Europe is much more regulated about certain things that we allow, and they're aghast that we allow them because of the testing that's shown how bad it is. But then, you know, we're more of a free market. Our history has always been more free market. So we have on the spectrum a little less regulation, and sometimes that's good. But when it comes to health of our human beings, our population, it might not be so good. So anyway, long COVID is a serious thing. I mean, these people have brain fog, they have fatigue, they have the smell issue that we talked about before. You know, not a high percentage of them, but they said one article, I've got this article here, one reference I think said that 10% of the people that get COVID have lingering effects that don't go away for, you know.
Well, it's interesting that, like, we have humanity as a whole has came so far with technology and amenities and things that make life easier and save time and more comfortable, that we sort of have a dangerous tendency to think that we're a lot smarter than we really are. And that was the knee-jerk reaction to COVID when it first happened, was everybody just kind of, well, figure it out, because if we can't figure it out and cure it, then it must not be that bad. So there's sort of a, I don't know the right word. I'm not trying to use arrogance, but it just, we have so many advancements now that people just couldn't buy into the fact that this thing was legit and we didn't understand it and didn't know anything about it, and that it was in control and we weren't in control. So it's, you know, it's just, it's interesting that in the technological age that it's still entirely possible for us to get bushwhacked by something like that.
Well, articles that I've seen that are saying that there's still potential for a much, much worse variant of something to come and hit us. We've exposed some weaknesses, and this really isn't that bad, that deadly. But right. I remember seeing an article. Of course, there's always, you know, doomsayers, and this could happen, that could happen. But I remember reading about the potential for a pandemic decades ago, you know. This is something we're not prepared for. And, you know, it's been a lot. It hasn't been nearly as bad as it could have.
Sure.
There's only 400,000 people have died. That's 400,000 people too many, but it's not millions. You know, it's a little over 1% of our population. You know,
wow.
No, 0.1% of our population. My bad. 300 million. 30 million would be 10, 3 million. So 0.1% of our population, not 1%. 1% would be significant. Yeah. 0.1%, you know. So that's such a tiny amount of, as far as a percent of our population. But how many people have gotten it? A couple, 3 million? Maybe 1% have gotten it, have been diagnosed with it.
Well, and at one point they were saying that eventually everybody would have it, but I don't know if...
I don't think it's over a couple 3 million, so we're only at 1%. So if we need to get half of them to get it, to get herd immunity, we're a long ways away from herd immunity.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know, I'm only 43, and I've survived the end of the world a handful of times already.
What percent COVID? Oh, come on. It gives me some error message.
That you're not privy to that data.
16% of the U.S. population had been infected with the virus through September.
Wow.
More cases were unreported among younger people. Wow. CDC estimates that more than 15% of Americans have had COVID. I never would have guessed it's that high. 53 million by the end of September. But only 6.9 have been confirmed. Only, so they're saying, well, this is CDC, only 1 in 8 were identified. So tested positive, only, you know, a little over 10%, 12.5% of those who actually had it were tested positive. I've never had a test. You know, I might have had it. I don't know.
I got it early on. It jabbed me right in my brain, dude.
I don't want that. I don't want somebody stuck in my brain.
They cleaned my sinuses out. Seriously. They broke stuff loose in my head that had been up there for years, probably. I wasn't ready for it. At least the first one. The second one, I was fine. The second nostril, but the first one, she didn't.
What? They do both nostrils?
Oh, yeah. And she didn't warn me. It was just like, pow. And literally, dude, I could feel it like up here somewhere. It felt like she poked me in my brain.
Did she get some? I mean, if there's a masochistic
awful
nurse, they're getting pleasure from that.
Yeah, yeah, it was bad. That's why I decided, like, I mean, I would just have to get it before I do that again. So well, deal with it.
I don't want to have it, so.
You know, I like to think that we're out of the woods. Maybe that's arrogance.
I'd like to think I'm out of the woods because of my hyper super allergy that I believe I have in my body.
Right. But every day, I mean, they say it's the worst day that they've had yet. Every day you look at the news.
They do. Yeah.
It's getting worse.
Well, let's shift gears to a victory for all, everybody over 40, every man over 40 is what happened on Sunday.
Yeah, Brady, man.
Brady, 43 years old, going back to the Super Bowl. Oldest quarterback, or maybe the oldest player. Well, there could be some kickers. There were some kickers that went into their late 40s, but definitely the oldest quarterback to start in a Super Bowl.
For sure, and he's playing at home.
You know, yeah, first quarterback to play at home. Fascinating stuff. But the odds are against him, I believe.
Yeah, I'm happy to see him get there, but I don't want to see him win another one. He's just always there, man. He's always there, and he always has been forever. It's like eventually, it's like people that hate the Yankees. They don't really hate the Yankees. They just get tired of seeing the Yankees win. It's that way with any team. Now it's that way with an athlete. I root for him because he's older and he is incredible. But it actually makes me less interested in watching the Super Bowl because there's a possibility he's going to win another ring. And if he does, it's just like, oh, Tom Brady won another ring. What, you know?
Well, they're saying the articles that I read now, I fell asleep. I was exhausted on Sunday afternoon. I don't know why, but I was, and I fell asleep in the second half, and I guess he wasn't the same player. What happened?
Yeah, he was throwing picks. They should have won, man. I mean, Green Bay should have won that game. Watching it, the coach just, I mean, he didn't go for it on fourth down. There was a lot of really bad calls, and I think for somebody that kind of has a tendency to root against Brady sometimes, That's a frustrating thing. That's how those games always are. He never wins big games. They're never blowouts. They're always close games. And he's just so consistent that he doesn't make mistakes and somebody else does.
Well, he made three mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Second half.
He should have lost that game. I am really happy for Tampa Bay's coach, Bruce Arians. He was the offensive coordinator for the Colts. And when our old coach, Chuck Pagano, had cancer, Arians was our interim head coach. So I am a fan of the coach. If the Bucs won, I'd be happy for Bruce Arians.
Do you think that if Brady wins, that he will retire?
No.
He said he wanted to play till 45.
He's not going to retire. Not even close. I wouldn't be completely shocked if that dude made it another 4 or 5 years. Still looks really, really good, and he still has.
How many quarterbacks could have unleashed that bomb, that last throw of the first half?
Right, he's still got all the arm strength and accuracy. And
I mean, that was that. Would you say, as a fan of NFL, was that where did that rate? What percent of quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks in the NFL, could have made that throw? Or maybe all of them could have. I don't know.
I don't think not many of them. But he's definitely got the arm strength. It's not like freakish like some of the other guys, you know.
What would you put him in the top 10? 10 of the 30? Or is it 30? How many teams are there? 32?
Put him in the top 10 for sure. I mean, he's still got a lot left in the tank.
Maybe that was the worst thing that happened to him, that he hit that shot and he got a little cocky and he thought he could. I mean, that was like, and that's, but one of the interceptions, I guess, was a tip ball. So that wasn't really his fault.
Right. And there was a lot of drops, too. I mean, he had a lot of, he hit Godwin in the numbers a couple times and dude dropped it. So, I mean, the game could have went. He's always money, though. When it's big like that, he's money. The few times he loses, it's never his fault.
Well, what do you suppose, imagine for me, you're on the team and you know you're the receiver and Brady hits you in the numbers and you drop the ball.
Right.
What happens in the huddle? Is that mentioned or is it a positive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he threatens to murder their families because they always catch the ball. And he's been doing it with garbage. A lot of the receivers he's had through the years have been garbage. They're just like average guys. And he wins championships with them. I mean, he's got good guys this year. And in New England, he had Randy Moss for a while. But most of those Super Bowls were won with like subpar receiving cores. So whatever he's saying in that huddle, it's effective. It works because they start catching the ball.
Well, Godwin had dropped it, and the very next pass was that big play that I say won the game for him. Changed the last play of the first half.
He came right back to him, man. And yeah, that's something, too. It's the right approach. I mean, a lot of times they would go away from that guy because he dropped it. They gave him a couple more cracks at it.
Yeah. Well, it's fascinating.
It's going to be a cool Super Bowl because I feel like it's sort of, if the Chiefs win, you know, it's like the changing of the guard. It's the old guy who was the man for a long time, and everybody knows that Mahomes is the man now, and he's going to be for a long time. And if there's, in my mind, if there's going to be somebody better than Brady, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes because he's still really young, and he has probably more natural ability than any quarterback I've ever seen play. He's just an incredible player.
Well,
so it'll be fun to watch because it's, you know, it's the old guy versus the young guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I know why I'm rooting for Tom Brady.
Yeah. I wouldn't be mad about it if he won. If he was still with the Patriots and won, I'd be furious. But there's a part of me that learned to hate the Patriots so much that, like, if Brady won, then at least I could say, well, it was Brady. It wasn't the Patriots. You know, he's the reason they won all those games, all those championships.
Well, I mean, it kind of, I mean, what changed over there? Was it anything other than Brady, or was it just Brady leaving?
Brady left.
I mean, there wasn't any other big losses, right?
They lost their leader, man.
And suddenly they didn't even make the playoffs. Didn't even make the playoffs.
Seen it in business. I mean, you can have a great team and lose a great leader, and it just falls apart. And that's what happened. I mean, it's the same team that was going to the playoffs.
I didn't even hear Gronk. Is Gronkowski even playing? I mean,
he's on the Bucs.
What's that?
Bucs. He's playing in the Super Bowl.
Well, I didn't hear him. I know, but I didn't hear his name mentioned when I watched it.
He caught like one pass. He had like one catch for 20 yards or something like that.
Almost a non-factor then.
Yeah. But why? He might show up in the Super Bowl. And I also saw that they are letting like 7,500 healthcare workers attend the Super Bowl for free.
Nice. Good Pretty move, cool, right? NFL. Yeah. Good move.
Yeah, free tickets for a lot of them. And that's, you know, a once in a lifetime thing. Get to go to a Super Bowl. That's a huge deal. So it's great that the NFL did that. And I think that it's people probably underestimate how impactful it was that they even had a season in 2020 when everything else fell apart. The NFL got it done, man. You know, they winged it and they had to improvise a lot. They had games on. I enjoyed it because they're like, there's a game on Tuesday. There's a game, you know, there's a game on Wednesday when they started rescheduling stuff. I thought that was pretty awesome. But I mean, for me personally, it was one of the few things that seemed normal through the whole COVID mess was getting to watch football. And I'm just grateful they had a season, man. Whoever wins, it provided a sense of normalcy in a time where not many things have been normal at all. So, you know, hats off to the NFL. They committed and they went all in and they decided they were going to make it happen no matter what. And I think Americans needed that.
Yeah. I mean, football in the fall is America. I mean, mm-hmm. Modern culture. You know, and last 5 years.
Yeah, I've probably enjoyed this season more than any other NFL season I can remember, just because there was only so many things to look forward to this year. They took all the fun stuff from us.
Yeah, I love international travel, and I was looking. I Googled a week or so ago, what countries can Americans visit now? And there's a list. There are us and different, you know, you have to get a test within the previous 48 to each country's different. Some for a negative test, COVID test within the previous 96 to 48 hours. Each country's different. Some of them you got to have the test there. God help you if you get there and you're positive and you got a 2 weeks, you got a quarantine for 2 weeks and it's on their dime. You're going to pay big bucks because they control everything, the food, the housing. So that's the danger for me. I feel I'm afraid of that happening.
It can't possibly be more expensive than a 2-week stay at an American hospital.
True, true, true. Yeah, but I'm not planning on doing that.
Right? I'm not signing up for either of these things.
Well, we're coming up on our 40-minute time, our normal time. Any other words of wisdom, Mr. Davis?
Ever onward, man.
Absolutely.
Head down and legs moving. That's the theme for the day.
Absolutely.
Thanks for watching.
See you next time. Thanks for watching. Oh, one thing before we go, I'm going to try to say this every time. Don't forget, please like our, if you like it, whether it's on Facebook or wherever you watch us, YouTube, or if you're listening on a podcast, you know, like and comment, give us positive comments. It means a lot to our podcast. It'll help raise it to the top of the heap. So if you do enjoy our content, please help us out with that. And thanks very much.
Thanks.